That's the only way.
We're joined in the media center by a preliminary number one qualifier in funny car, Courtney Force, who ran a 3.935 at 327.66 miles per hour in Q1. You're looking for your third number one qualifier in a row and six in the last seven. You're running good in hot weather, cold weather, rainy weather. What's the secret?
Well, honestly, going up there, I was a little surprised that we were going to lay down a number like that. You know, with the rain coming in, I was looking for just a clean run A to B. But I think, obviously, being, I think, one of the top crew chiefs, you know, Brian Crotty and Dan Hood, they saw the numbers that were being put on the board, and I could see the look in their eyes that they were ready to go for it. So I'm just happy, you know, it went straight down there, and, you know, it felt like a good run, hit the parachutes, and they told me we went to the top spot. So it was awesome for them to put a 393 on the board like that. You know, I'm a little bummed we're not able to get the second session in, but to be able to get those 3 points for Advanced Auto Parts team, I think is pretty great.
And going into a day where you don't know how many runs you're going to get today or even this weekend to qualify, does that add a little bit of pressure when you hit the starting line?
Yeah, for sure. Rolling up on that pass, I mean, I had a talk with my crew chiefs, and I said, you know, looking at the weather, I think it's pretty obvious that no matter what, I have to get this thing down there. You know, and they're like, just, you got to just stay calm and collected. Obviously, our plan is to have a solid run. But as a driver, you're mentally thinking, you know, I might have to pedal this thing. Let's, you know, get it collected and get it to the other end. So I was trying to listen to how everyone else was running. And they seemed to all be making pretty clean passes. And then heard Hagen and Caps make two pretty great runs. And I knew that we were going to turn it up. And I thought, it's either going to fly down there or, you know, I'm going to have to pedal this thing. So, yeah, definitely nerve-wracking from a driver standpoint. But I've got some of the best crew chiefs and team behind me, so it felt pretty good to get it and send it down there.
Is that an advantage of being last in the group to see what people are doing and you guys kind of adjust and be ready for whatever's out there?
Yeah, I definitely think it helps being the last pair, you know, being in the points lead for sure. I mean, to hear what the other teams are running, I was more concerned about, you know, what number 16 qualifier was running and, you know, how hard I would have to pedal it if it came down to that. But I think all Karate and Danny were hearing was, you know, what's the number one spot, which isn't a bad thing. So it was great to be able to kind of be in the back of the pack to see how everyone else was running on this track, since the conditions are so different from, you know, coming from Chicago and Richmond and everywhere. So I think it was, you know, great start to the weekend.
Do they tell you in advance what number you need to hopefully get?
Well, I had asked them to, and then I said, you know what, it's not going to matter. No matter what, I just have to pedal it to the other end. I'm not really going to be able to predict what kind of number I can put on the board. So it wouldn't really matter. But, you know, I guess it's the difference of if it's number 16 was a 10-second run or if it was a 5-second run, you know. So either way, I was going to just try to pedal it the best I can to get it down to the other end and hope for the best. But luckily, I didn't have to do that, and they sat me right down there and took the pressure off.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. Congrats.
Thank you.